So as we have now entered the 3 weeks today, so I thought we would talk for a couple of minutes, a little chazara on some of the issues that are specific, halacha specific to this time, with a couple of details that sometimes are not always as well known. So the first and maybe most important point is that the Mishnah Brura in the beginning of Siman Tav Kof Mem Tes points out from the Rambam that the purpose of fast days, and that the purpose really of this time also, is to remind us to do tshuva. It's not to get through the day. It's not to get through the fast. It should be an opportunity for a time to stop and think. I was driving down Queen Anne Road today, and I noticed that there was nobody on Queen Anne Road. Right, so that's not good for the proprietors, but it makes you stop and think. Today is different, and it reminds us. And the goal of a fast day is to get us to reflect. And if that's true, it gets to do tshuva. And if that's true about a fast day, so certainly, Allah has kam v'kam, it's true about the 3 weeks, right? I often note how many shalas I get about the 3 weeks and the 9 days. And that's good. It's wonderful. People are attuned that it's a special time. It's a time we're supposed to be thinking about. However, the one thing we should make sure that we do is not get so caught up in the details, right, of the halacha, and lead that to make us forget what the whole goal of the whole time is about. So we'll talk about the halacha for a minute now. But the point is, we should remind ourselves that each of these halachas, each of these minhagim, each and every one of them are there to help us take perspective. What does it mean to be the Jewish people without a Beis HaMikdash? What does it mean to be the Jewish people in general? What does it mean to have national mourning? Right, what are these things about? And what's the goal? What does Kosh Baruch Hu want from me? And want from all of us together? That's the goal of the time. And that maybe the most important thing I could say to you tonight is that that's our goal as we make our way through the 3 weeks. The Chai Adam points out that since Shivasar B'Tammuz was really the beginning of the Churban, that was when the walls were breached. So that's why it becomes the beginning of a certain minhagim even being in place. Most of the halachos regarding this time period are for the 9 days. Right? But we start a couple of weeks early because that was when the cycle really began. So the first thing we know that we don't do during the 3 weeks, we don't get married. We don't get married. So there's a lot of simcha involved in a marriage, and therefore, again, it's something we don't do during this time. To get engaged during the 3 weeks is permissible, even permissible during the 9 days to get engaged. We don't want to stop couples from getting engaged, that we allow, but to have a party and things like that, those things we don't do also for that reason. Music and dancing also we know is something the Mishnah Brura writes that we don't do during this time as well. The Yishlo Avram writes that professional musicians who play for non-Jews, they can do that all the way through. They can do that up until Rosh Chodesh Av. And even during the 9 days, singing, as we know, is permissible even without instruments. It's a big discussion in the post-game. We talked about this on, I think, Pesach time, about recorded music. Recorded music versus live music. The real issue is live music. So what about recorded music? So Moshe is machmir when it comes to recorded music, himself relatively makel when it comes to it's background music in a store or whatever. That's not something to worry about. However, Moshe was makel when it came to, it seems to be makel when it comes to a cappella music. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach even made a distinction between simcha music and music that isn't simcha music. It's just music for a certain, you know, it's sadder music, or it's not meant to create dancing and singing. So some are make that distinction, but I think the typical approach is that we try to stay away from even recorded music if we can. Certainly live music, but I think everybody seems to be makel when it comes to a cappella. So these bands put out, you know, bedafka a cappella things for the 3 weeks, because I think typically people are makel by a cappella. Haircuts and getting and shaving. So we know that Rabbi Soloveitchik held that during the 3 weeks, he held that the 3 weeks is like Yud Beis Chodesh, the 9 days is like Shloshim, and Tisha B'Av was like Shiva. So therefore, the Rav held that during the 3 weeks, a person could shave without any question at all. It had nothing to do with going to work. The Rav felt a person could always shave during the 3 weeks. Others who held it, like Moshe and others, that typically you're not allowed to shave during the 3 weeks, the standard approach, held that for a person who's going to lose business, if you affect it financially by not shaving when they go to work. So then that person can shave during the days, you know, the days they go to work, and even during the 9 days. But even Rav Moshe, who allowed shaving for financial difficulty, that's not true during the Shur Shechaba. right, the week in which Tisha B'Av occurs, which happens this week, this year we have a couple of days of Shavuot Shachabo. So that leniency for shaving to go to work only applies during the 3 weeks and the 9 days, but not during Shavuot Shachabo. There is no prohibition at all of cutting your nails during the 3 weeks or the 9 days. Only Shavuot Shachabo, that's when we have such an idea. So therefore, a woman can get a manicure during the 3 weeks and the 9 days if they'd like to do so. Certainly, a woman going to the mikvah is allowed to cut her nails as well. We have another minhag that we know, which is the minhag not to make a shachiyanu. It's a surprising minhag. And this minhag is during the 3 weeks also. Surprising minhag because an avil can make a shachiyanu. There's nothing wrong with making a shachiyanu for an avil. An avil can make a shachiyanu at any time. So where does it come from? So the Chayyadim writes that even though an avil can make a shachiyanu, the words of the shachiyanu don't fit during the 3 weeks. Shachiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazmanazet. Right, that we arrived, that you kept us to this moment, this momentous occasion. I don't know if you heard this week when Hirsch's parents made a, Hirsch Goldberg, Poland's parents, made a Achnas Sefer Torah, they had to say a Shechayanu. So they had a whole conversation. Rachel talked about the difficulty of making a Shechayanu in that moment of his new Sefer Torah, but the challenge of their life. So certainly, to make a Shechayanu during 3 weeks, it doesn't make sense to do such a thing. And therefore, that's why people have the custom not to buy products or items that you make a shechiyanu on. Buy a new house, buy a new car, or you know, a new suit. If people make a shechiyanu on a new suit, that's why we do that, because shouldn't have find yourself in a situation to make a shechiyanu. The truth is that there are poskim who are not so happy with this chumrah and felt it's not really true. The Taz, the Gra, they thought it was the Gra wrote it's a chumrah seira, didn't think it was really appropriate, and that's why you have some people, some poskim who are mekel in a pinch, you can make a shechiyanu on Shabbos. So some do that, but it's not the standard practice most of the time. But it is something a kula that can be used in certain scenarios. But that's why people have the minhag not to buy a new car, not to buy a house. Shouldn't come to make a shechiyanu. And I'll just close with the following. I mentioned at the beginning, right? Certainly, that our goal is during this time to find ourselves in the right mindset, to know what the 3 weeks are supposed to do for us. And I think that particularly this year, we have, we'll call it an opportunity, because I think most years, the 3 weeks come, we don't really know what we're mourning. We don't know what we're feeling sad about, not having a base of Mikdash. We never had a base of Mikdash. But if we really want to talk about what the challenge is for us most years, is that we didn't know what national mourning was all about. What does it mean to mourn nationally as a people for our people? We didn't know what that was like. We now know what that's like. We know what it's like now. To mourn for our people. We know what it's like to feel pain for Klal Yisrael as individuals and as a whole and as a collective. And I think that we really do have an opportunity this year to tap in to what the 3 weeks is asking us to do. Yes, with halachos, but really with a certain feeling and a commitment, and whatever way each person in their own way, to find a way to connect to the Klal. Connect to the Klal outside Eretz Yisrael, connect to the Klal in Eretz Yisrael, and particularly in Eretz Yisrael, to feel that connection, to feel that sense of loss, what it means not to have geula, what it means to have hostages, what it means to have so many young men and women out fighting every day, putting their lives on the line, that a lack of geula means all of those things and so much more. And I really encourage each and every one of us to spend some time as we begin during the 3 weeks to make a Kabbalah, to do something, to connect ourselves nationally to Am Yisrael. And that's the chus, which should be zofa, that these halachos remain halacha below lemaisa.